The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts will be given to you, a good measure packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into the lap of your garments. For the measure with which you measure will return and be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. During the week here, we're moving from one gospel to the other. There is no sequence. Interestingly, there's no sequence in the one day to the next here in our gospel readings. This one today comes from Luke, and we won't hear from Luke now for the rest of the week. We'll be dealing with the other gospels. But here, this little excerpt here is taken from a section in the Gospel of Luke we call the Sermon on the Plain. Now, you will remember that in Matthew's Gospel, we have the Sermon on the Mount. And it's very long. In Matthew, it takes up 3 chapters, 5, 6, and 7. But the Sermon on the Plain, the equivalent in Luke's Gospel, has a mere 30 verses. It's very brief. And this is one of the admonitions which appears in Luke's Sermon on the Plain. Now, why one is on the mount and one is on the plain, it's interesting to discuss, but it doesn't fit the few moments we have today. It has to do, this reading here, has to do with the manner in which we speak about other people, the manner in which we make judgments about others or condemn other people, the manner in which we carry gossip. A community has the benefits of community, and it has the burden of being a place of gossip. So let me look at that for a moment. How we speak about the character of other people, how we are so defensive about protecting another person or condemning another person. Cardinal Manning used to like to tell the story about his parish when he was a little boy serving Mass. And in his parish, there were two churches. One was, the pastor was over there, and the second church was removed somewhat, and the associate managed the second church. The people never knew whether they were going to have a Mass in the morning. They would look at the house of the associate. If the blinds were drawn up, we were going to have Mass. If the blinds were down, there was no Mass. So, of course, the people in the village were very critical of this priest. You know, he's a lazy, he doesn't get up for Mass every day. Years later, it would be discovered that when the blinds were down, the associate priest was out on the hill saying Mass for the rebel fighters, the Republican fighters against the British. And of course, then the whole village was saying, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't have made such a judgment. And but that happens to us. Sometimes we make judgments, I do, we all do, about people, and then somehow we find out later, maybe it's not quite accurate. Even if it is, we come back later and we might be somewhat remorseful about some of the things we said about others. Shakespeare in Othello gives us this wisdom. He said, "Good name in man and woman is the jewel of their souls. He who steals my purse steals trash. 'Tis something, 'tis nothing. 'Twas mine, 'tis his, a slave to thousands. But he who flitches from me my good name robs me of something which benefits not him, but makes me poor indeed. There's a wisdom to that from Othello, that when somebody robs me of my good name, somehow it doesn't benefit the other person, but it makes me poor indeed. So, following the mandate, the invitation of the gospel here, it might be good for us today to journey through this day looking for good things to say about people, rather than judgment, a word of understanding, a word of compliment, a word of admiration, a word of gratitude. That might bring this word of God here to life. So think about that as we journey through this day. We should look for opportunity to say good things about people, not so much to avoid something, but to take on a Lenten exercise of finding good in people. We pause now for a moment of prayer.